Chapter 20 are large message books, books that reveal light on Satan's apostasy. Instruction has been given me that the important books containing the light that God has given regarding Satan's apostasy in heaven should be given a wide circulation just now, for through them the truth will reach many minds. Patriarchs and prophets, Daniel and the Revelation, and the great controversy are needed now as never before. They should be widely circulated because the truths they emphasize will open many blind eyes. Many of our people have been blind to the importance of the very books that were most needed. Had tact and skill then been shown in the sale of these books, the Sunday Law Movements would not be where it is today. Review and Herald, February 16, 1905. In the Desire of Ages, Patriarchs and Prophets, the Great Controversy, and in Daniel and the Revelation, there is precious instruction. These books must be regarded as of special importance, and every effort should be made to get them before the people. Letter 229, 1903. The light given was that thoughts on Daniel and the Revelation, the Great Controversy, and Patriarchs and Prophets would make their way. They contain the very message the people must have, the special light God has given His people. The angels of God would prepare the way for these books in the hearts of the people. Special Instruction Regarding Royalties, page 7. The Spirit of Prophecy Books. I thank my Heavenly Father for the interest that my brethren and sisters have taken in the circulation of Christ's object lessons. By the sale of this book, great good has been accomplished, and the work should be continued. But the efforts of our people should not be confined to this one book. The work of the Lord includes more than one line of service. Christ's object lessons is to live and do its appointed work, but not all the thought and effort of God's people are to be given to its circulation. The larger books, Patriarchs and Prophets, The Great Controversy, and The Desire of Ages, should be sold everywhere. These books contain truth for this time, truth that is to be proclaimed in all parts of the world. Nothing is to hinder their sale. The efforts to circulate Christ's object lessons has demonstrated what can be done in the canvassing field. This effort is a never-to-be-forgotten lesson on how to canvass in the prayerful, trustful way that brings success. Many more of our larger books might have been sold if church members had been awake to the importance of the truths these books contain and had realized their responsibility to circulate them. My brethren and sisters, will you not now make an effort to circulate these books? And will you not bring into this effort the enthusiasm that you brought into the effort to sell Christ's object lessons? In selling this book, many have learned how to handle the larger books. They have obtained an experience that has prepared them to enter the canvassing field. Influence of these books. Sister White is not the originator of these books. They contain the instruction that during her lifetime God has been giving her. They contain the precious comforting light that God has graciously given His servants to be given to the world. From their pages, this light is to shine into the hearts of men and women, leading them to the Savior. The Lord has declared that these books are to be scattered throughout the world. There is in them truth, which to the receiver is a savor of life unto life. They are silent witnesses for God. In the past, they have been the means in His hands of convicting and converting many souls. Many have read them with eager expectation, and by reading them have been led to see the efficiency of Christ's atonement and to trust in its power. They have been led to commit the keeping of their souls to their Creator, waiting and hoping for the coming of the Savior to take His loved ones to their eternal home. In the future, these books are to make the gospel plain to many others, revealing to them the way of salvation. Review and Herald, June 20, 1903. Sell books that give light. The Lord has sent His people much instruction, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. Little heed is given to the Bible, and the Lord has given a lesser light to lead men and women to the greater light. Oh, how much good would be accomplished if the books containing this light were read with a determination to carry out the principles they contain. There would be a thousandfold greater vigilance, a thousandfold more self-denial and resolute effort, and many more would now be rejoicing in the light of present truth. My brethren and sisters, work earnestly to circulate these books. Put your hearts into this work, and the blessing of God will be with you. Go forth in faith, praying that God will prepare hearts to receive the light. Be pleasant and courteous. Show by a consistent course that you are true Christians. Walk and work in the light of heaven, and your path will be as the path of the just, shining more and more unto the perfect day. Review and Herald, January 20, 1903. Truths barricaded by a Thus Saith the Lord. How many have read carefully Patriarchs and Prophets, The Great Controversy and the Desire of Ages? I wish all to understand that my confidence in the light that God has given stands firm, because I know that the Holy Spirit's power magnified the truth and made it honorable, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it. In my books the truth is stated, barricaded by a Thus Saith the Lord. The Holy Spirit traced these truths upon my heart and mind as indelibly as the law was traced by the finger of God upon the tables of stone which are now in the ark, to be brought forth in that great day when sentence will be pronounced against every evil, seducing science produced by the father of lies. Letter 90, 1906. God would please to see the desire of ages in every home. In this book is contained the light he has given upon his word. To our canvassers I would say, go forth with your heart softened and subdued by the reading of the life of Christ. Drink deeply of the water of salvation, that it may be in your heart as a living spring flowing forth to refresh souls ready to perish. Letter 75, 1900. The Great Controversy above silver or gold. The Great Controversy should be very widely circulated. It contains a story of the past, the present, and the future. In its outline of the closing scenes of this earth's history, it bears a powerful testimony in behalf of the truth. I am more anxious to see a wide circulation for this book than for any others I have written, for in the Great Controversy the last message of warning to the world is given more distinctly than in any of my other books. Letter 281, 1905. I speak to you who are engaged in the canvassing work. Have you read Volume 4, The Great Controversy? Do you know what it contains? Have you any appreciation of the subject matter? Do you not see that the people need the light therein given? If you have not already done so, I entreat you to read carefully these solemn warnings and appeals. I am sure that the Lord would have this work carried into all the highways and byways, where are souls to be warned of the danger so soon to come. Letter 1, 1890. I was moved by the Spirit of the Lord to write that book, and while working upon it I felt a great burden upon my soul. I knew that time was short, that the scenes which are so soon to crowd upon us would at the last come very suddenly and swiftly, as represented in the words of Scripture, "The day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night." The Lord has set before me matters which are of urgent importance for the present time, and which reach into the future. The words have been spoken in a charge to me, write in a book the things which thou hast seen and heard, and let it go to all the people, for the time is at hand when past history will be repeated. I have been aroused at 1, 2, or 3 o'clock in the morning with some point forcibly impressed upon my mind, as if spoken by the voice of God. I was shown that I should devote myself to writing out the important matters for Volume 4, Great Controversy, that the warning must go where the living messenger could not go, and that it would call the attention of many to the important events to occur in the closing scenes of this world's history. Letter 1, 1890. The book Great Controversy. I appreciate above silver or gold. I greatly desire that it shall come before the people. While writing the manuscript of the Great Controversy, I was often conscious of the presence of the angels of God, and many times the scenes about which I was writing were presented to me anew in visions of the night, so that they were fresh and vivid in my mind. Letter 56, 1911. The greatest results future. The results of the circulation of this book, Great Controversy, are not to be judged by what now appears. By reading it, some souls will be aroused and will have courage to unite themselves at once with those who keep the commandments of God. But a much larger number who read it will not take their position until they see the very events taking place that are foretold in it. The fulfillment of some of the predictions will inspire faith that others also will come to pass, and when the earth is lightened with the glory of the Lord in the closing work, many souls will take their position on the commandments of God as a result of this agency. Manuscript 31, 1890. Books with a unique influence. God gave me the light contained in the great controversy in Patriarchs and Prophets, and this light was needed to arouse the people to prepare for the great day of God, which is just before us. These books contain God's direct appeal to the people. Thus he is speaking to the people in stirring words, urging them to make ready for his coming. The light God has given in these books should not be concealed. I know that the statement made that these books cannot be sold is untrue. I know, for the Lord has instructed me, that this is said because human devising has blocked the way for their sale. It cannot be denied that these works were not the product of any human mind. They are the voice of God speaking to his people, and they will have an influence upon minds that other books do not have. Manuscript 23, 1890. Many will depart from the faith and give heed to seducing spirits. Patriarchs and Prophets and the Great Controversy are books that are especially adapted to those who have newly come to the faith, that they may be established in the truth. The dangers are pointed out that should be avoided by the churches. Those who become thoroughly acquainted with the lessons in these books will see the dangers before them and will be able to discern the plain, straight path marked out for them. They will be kept from strange paths. They will make straight paths for their feet, lest a lame be turned out of the way. Letter 229, 1903. Will preserve from error. Let there be an interest awakened in the sale of these books. Their sale is essential, for they contain timely instruction from the Lord. They should be appreciated as books that bring to the people light that is especially needed just now. Therefore, these books should be widely distributed. Those who make a careful study of the instruction contained in them and will receive it as from the Lord will be kept from receiving many of the errors that are being introduced. Those who accept the truths contained in these books will not be led into false paths.